Dr. Kapinski dictating a supplemental report on Thomas Feehan, F-E-E-H-A-N. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Feehan as described in the reports listed above. Paired, you have now provided me with certain additional medical documentation to consider in this case. Paired, I was already in receipt of certain treatment notes from Rothman Orthopedics. From 1-6-20 through 2-28-20 period. The additional notes show he was seen at Rothman again between 10-21-19 and 1-13-20, as well as on 5-12-17 through 6-19-18 period. New paragraph. When seen by the physician assistant, Mr. Fiorentino, on 5-12-17, he complained of extreme left shoulder pain for the past 2 weeks. Brady denies any significant injury or trauma, but he could not sleep at night. Period, he had been taking ibuprofen and Aleve and Tylenol with no help. Period, the only thing that did help was ice. Period, x-rays demonstrated normal glenohumeral articulation. Period, there was mild decreased acromio-humeral distance. Now a mild degenerative joint disease in the AC joint and glenohumeral joint. Period. He was diagnosed with left shoulder bursitis, mild degenerative joint disease to rule out tear, and left elbow mild lateral epicondylitis. Period. He was referred for x-rays and MRI of the left shoulder. Period. On 5-26-17, the MRI results demonstrated distal supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendinosis and AC joint arthropathy with subdeltoid bursitis. Paired, a corticosteroid injection was then given to the left shoulder. Paired, new paragraph, Mr. Feehan was then seen by hand specialist Dr. Matson, M-A-T-Z-O-N, on 6-19-18. Paired, he reported he sustained a laceration to his right arm at work the previous day when he was using a razor knife. Paired, he went to urgent care, and they were concerned about a vascular injury. Paired, they thoroughly irrigated him and placed him on pain medication. Paired, he denied any numbness or tingling. Paired, he did not offer any complaints involving the left shoulder. Period. Dr. Matson had him undergo x-rays of the right wrist and perform a clinical exam. Period. He placed Mr. Feehan on 5 days of Keflex for his right wrist laceration without foreign body. Period. The x-rays demonstrated good alignment of the bones with no foreign body. Here there is a cyst in the lunate, most likely degenerative. Here this was an incidental finding. Here, next section, findings and conclusions. The additional documentation supplied shows that, in fact, Mr. Feehan presented with left shoulder symptoms on 5-12-17, coming well before his alleged occupational exposure with the insured. Period, when presenting for treatment on that date, he denied any significant injury or trauma. Period, this speaks against work-relatedness of his symptoms. Period, he did undergo x-rays and MRI at that juncture. Period. They would correspond with what was a prior, scratch that, which was in terms of the 12-12-19 MRI that was compared to the study of 5-22-17. Period. There was rotator cuff tendinosis with partial thickness tearing of the supraspinatus tendon, progressed since 5-22-17, semicolon. Acromic clavicular joint osteoarthritis, comma, similar compared to prior, semicolon. Mild fluid in the subacromial / subdeltoid bursa. Period. New paragraph. He did not have additional substantive treatment or diagnostic studies to the left shoulder since the endpoint of his prior records with me in 2020. Period. My opinion relative to permanency remains the same as stated before and will be inserted as marked. Period.